Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, a lot going on. Scott Peterson's penalty phase of his trial should begin. When is that? Tomorrow? Tomorrow, and there's a small chance it may be delayed. We are working on having people there at the courthouse to distribute pamphlets that the New Testament supports execution. So more about that later, perhaps in tomorrow's show also. And then the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear a case, a challenge to Massachusetts' homosexual marriage decision. The Republican Supreme Court, why do I always refer to it as the Republican Supreme Court? Because 7 of the 9 justices were nominated by Republican presidents. So Republicans think, oh, all we have to do is get 1 or 2 more judges and then we'll have it. Well, we have it already. I mean, 5 out of 9 is the majority. That could win every case on abortion, homosexuality, evolution. But we lose the vast majority of those cases. So the Republican Supreme Court has sidestepped a dispute on homosexual marriage, rejecting a challenge to America's only law sanctioning homosexual marriages. The Supreme Court, the Republican U.S. Supreme Court, had been asked by conservative groups to overturn the year-old decision by the Massachusetts Supreme Court legalizing homosexual marriage. The Republican Supreme Court, they declined to take up the case to defend marriage without comment. So far, at least 3,000 homosexual couples have wed in Massachusetts, and next year voters will have a chance to change their state constitution there to permit civil unions. Now that's, you know, nationwide. George W. Bush has said on Good Morning America, when was this, about a month ago now, he said that he supported the right of states to set up civil unions for homosexuals. And that's just devastating. I mean, that's a huge victory for the homosexual community. And I've long said that the biggest gains the homosexuals make are at the hands of the conservative Christian leaders. Because way more than ACT UP or Queer Nation, it's the respect and tolerance and legitimacy granted to the homosexual community from conservative Christian leaders that has caused that movement to get the incredible power that it has. Because today, homosexuality is respected and tolerated and approved of and legitimized. It's no longer a debate on homosexuality itself. Now it's a debate on homosexual marriage. Conservative Christians are scared to death. Many in politics are scared to death to say that homosexuality is wrong. And eventually, you know what the debate will be eventually? First it was on homosexuality. Then it's on benefits for homosexuals. Now it's on homosexual marriage. That's it. I mean, there is no debate on homosexuality anymore. Now it's on homosexual marriage. Eventually it'll be on homosexual dental plans. That's what we'll be debating. If Bob Enyart Live stays on the air for another 10 years, the Republican who wants to be president will come out against homosexual dental plans. That's where we're headed. All right. What else is in the news? Wow, this story is so exciting. And it's another example of how we get let down by the conservative media, even the conservative Christian media so often. A great story out of South Korea. A woman paralyzed for 20 years is walking again after treatment with stem cells. And this is a great story. I mean, conservative Christians have been all for stem cell research, but what is it that we've been against? We've been against embryonic stem cell research, the intentional harvesting of living embryos to use them for research. You don't harvest human body parts. You don't kill human beings, regardless of how small or how young. You don't kill them to harvest their body parts for scientific research or medical treatment. You don't do it. It's wrong. So here on Bob Inert Live, and how many, ask yourself, what other conservative talk shows have you heard over the past couple of years argue that we should be using umbilical cord stem cells or stem cells from baby teeth or adult stem cells? We should be using them, not using embryonic stem cells. Where's the conservative media on that debate? Because I'm a consumer of conservative and Christian media. And for the most part, it's my observation that it doesn't exist. They've simply abdicated the issue. They're absent from the debate. And so this South Korean woman was paralyzed for 20 years. She had been bedridden since an accident two decades ago damaged her back, her spinal cord. And now, this article is out, AFP. Isn't that Agence France-Presse? How do you pronounce these French words? You leave off the last four consonants of every word in French. Eventually, all consonants in the French language will be silent. Eventually, if evolution hopefully continues. But at any rate, so this is a reputable article here. Oh, you know, since people have turned against France, when they tag their news stories, they no longer say Agence France-Presse. They don't say that anymore. They just do AFP. And their website, their AFP website, has virtually been purged of any reference to France. It's just amazing, really. But anyway, this AFP article says that Hwang Mi-soon, 37 years old, has been bedridden since she was 17 years old after an accident that damaged her spinal cord. And last week, her eyes glistening with tears, she walked again with the help of a walker, a walking frame, at a press conference where South Korean researchers went public for the first time with the results of their stem cell therapy. And if this story turns out to be true, there's every reason to believe it's true, this incredible historic repair of her damaged umbilical cord, first time in history that is known, it's a result of using umbilical cord stem cells, not embryonic stem cells. And the researchers said, they claimed it was the world's first published case, I'm sure they're right, in which a patient with spinal cord injuries had been successfully treated. Now, with stem cells from umbilical cord blood. And we've said on this show that baby teeth, when kids lose their first set of teeth, baby teeth have stem cells. And umbilical cords have stem cells. And President Bush, it's not only the conservative and the Christian media have been silent about this, and they've missed the force of the argument, and I'll tell you what that force is in a couple minutes, but even George W. Bush in the third presidential debate, he was handed a softball by a Christian woman in the audience, and he just whiffed it. He blew it. And how could he possibly blow it? It's such a strong moral argument and a human argument. And it seems to me that he blew it because he just doesn't know, I guess. But this woman said that she believes it's morally unacceptable to kill human embryos for stem cell research, and we should be using adult stem cells. Right? Now, where do they get adult stem cells from? They get it from liposuctions. They take human fat, and they got stem cells, and they've used the stem cells in human fat successfully in research experiments, just like you would use embryonic stem cells. Now, for the public school biology teachers tuning in right now, I know the question of what is a stem cell? A stem cell is sort of a building block cell. It's an undifferentiated cell that could become any kind of cell in the body. So when an ovum, an egg, is fertilized by a sperm, and then those two cells become fused, and that's the beginning, that's conception. fertilization. That's the beginning of a brand new human being. It's a new life. It's alive. And what species is it? Is it a poodle? No. Is it a dolphin? No. Is it a rose bush? No. It's a human mother, human father. Two cells come together, a living human cell, 46 chromosomes. It's either a boy or a girl. Its eye color is determined. Its fingerprints are determined. It's all right there. Now that living human being, what's going to happen to it? Well, it's got to get, it needs protection and nutrients and warmth, and that's it. And it grows up to be you or me. Well, we're already taken. It grows up to be someone else. And what George W. Bush should have done in that debate is he should have jumped all over that and thanked her and said, we conservatives, we're not against scientific research and the advance of medical care. We're all for that, but we're all about protecting innocent life. And so umbilical cord stem cells can be used. And stem cells from baby teeth can be used. And adult stem cells can be used. So we're all for medical research using stem cells. We're just against harvesting baby parts for medical research. We're against that. Intentionally harvesting and killing living unborn children, embryos. That's what he could have said. So I want to talk about this for a little bit. Our public face on the issue of stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research. How do we address that topic with the public? How do we make that argument in the public? Because the public doesn't give a rip. So what do we do? Well, first of all, let's think through it a bit. The embryonic stem cell question. Is it right or wrong to harvest embryonic stem cells for medical research? Is it right or wrong? Well, you cannot determine whether it's right or wrong to harvest living embryos unless you have a correct understanding of morality, right? Is that agreed? You can't answer that question unless you have a correct understanding of morality, yet it is morality itself which is under attack in our culture. What chance do human embryos stand when people march for the right to kill even late-term babies? What chance does a human embryo have when, you know, Hillary Clinton defends abortion through all 9 months? America's godless education system denies the existence of absolute right and wrong in its curriculum in many ways. And many of our students have a hard time acknowledging simple truths like Nazi concentration camps were objectively evil. They can't say that. Millions of them. Because they no longer believe in absolute right and absolute wrong. It's all relative. Ronald Reagan was widely condemned by America's elite and the media for calling the Soviet Union an evil empire, even though they had murdered 20 million of their own people. You can't call them evil. So what chance does a little human embryo stand when they march in the streets for the right to kill late-term babies and the Soviet Union can't be called evil when they murder 20 million of their own people? And if a moral relativist, by the way, you're listening to Bob and Yurt Live, and you're invited to attend Denver Bible Church if you live in Colorado. If you don't, what better reason is there to move than to come and attend Denver Bible Church? Okay, and if a moral relativist, which our nation is filled with, if they will not even condemn the Holocaust as absolutely evil, then he will never admit guilt in killing a second trimester child, let alone the first living cell and the first living cells of a 46-chromosome human being. There's no way, right? You're going to convince some college professor that embryonic stem cell harvesting is wrong? How are you going to do that? He has a hard time saying it was wrong for the Aztecs to kill virgins and skin them alive. He has a hard time saying that was wrong. What? I'm asking somebody in our studio audience. He won't say that was wrong. It's just their culture. It's all relative. You know, when was the first cloning done of an animal that we know of? Now, that stuff may have happened in long ago in history, like before the flood. But in 1997, English scientists cloned Dolly the sheep. Remember that? And it only took 3 years. It was only 3 years later, as reported by an article I saved from the London Observer, that the Europe's patent office granted a patent for the manufacturer. Now listen to this. 3 years later, the European Patent Office granted a patent for the manufacture of human and animal hybrids. That's when you mix human and animals. So you take a human egg, an ovum from a woman, and you fertilize it with an animal sperm cell. Or you take a human sperm cell and you fertilize an animal egg. Now, not only are scientists harvesting human embryos, some even work on human cloning, and even worse, other researchers have conducted horrific experiments fertilizing animal eggs with human genetic material, including, and you could read about this, I got an article on this out of the Washington Post, August of 2003, and there's plenty of information on this on the web, including Chinese scientists who have fertilized rabbit eggs with human DNA. Now, when you fertilize an egg, you bring some being, some new organism into existence, an animal or a human. You fertilize a human ovum with a human sperm. You bring a new human being into the world. And that human's personality, much of the personality is actually determined genetically, like introvert or extrovert, thinker or feeler, judger or perceiver. Right? These things are pretty much determined. And whether they're intuitive or a sensor. And so when you take a human egg, if you fertilize a human egg with an animal sperm, what is that creature? What perversion? What despicable thing are scientists doing in the name of progress? We're all for progress. We're all against slaughtering innocent human beings. And we're against mixing the DNA of humans and animals. It's the kind of thing, when you read the Bible, it's the kind of thing that was going on when God decided to wipe out the human race and start over with Noah's family. Because if you remember in Genesis chapter 6, we read that Noah was perfect in his genetics. Now that's a new translation. Your King James Bible says he was perfect in his generations, which is where we get our word genetics from. And the Bible talks about some kind of hybrid reproduction going on. And so here we are, doing, under the guise of medical research, hybrid mixing of humans and animals. And if mass graves in the Soviet Union and the abortionist incinerator will not convince a liberal of evil, then we Christians have to acknowledge the reality of this battle that we face. And we must defend the most defenseless against all odds by putting it out on the table and letting people know that they support embryonic stem cell research because they're evil. That's why they do it. They don't care about the finer points of murder and the shedding of innocent blood and respecting the creation that God has given us. The environmentalist protects the habitat of the bald eagle, right? And the government punishes the poacher who even takes an eagle egg, making it very clear when an eagle becomes an eagle. And animal rights groups oppose research even on fetal pigs, unborn pigs. Yet as part of the long war against God, it is open season on the youngest humans. Why? Because man is made in the image of God. That's why. And so killing innocent children is like a religious sacrament to the ACLU and to the Democratic Party and to all the enemies of Jesus Christ. It's like a religious sacrament. In the debate over the beginning of human life, some of the liberals, in fact, I've heard it in the media just in the last couple of weeks, they mention the idea of ensoulment. And they'll say, well, we don't know when ensoulment occurs. This is pro-abortion activists, Democrats, people who don't even have a soul. No, I'm only kidding about that. I mean, these are people who are so irreligious and mocking of anything biblical or godly or Christian. And these are people who yell the loudest about separation of church and state. And they say they defend late-term abortion because they say we don't know when ensoulment occurs. And how I wish the death penalty was immediately available. And how I long for judgment day when God will allow us to judge the wicked and the people who are hypocrites, hypocrites violating their own greatest principles when it's necessary to defend the slaughter of innocent children. How I despise them. You know, human procreation occurs at conception. God created Adam and Eve, and then he rested. And we procreate. And that happens at conception, which historically is the fertilization of an ovum. You know, today they've redefined conception. It no longer means fertilization. So that's how despicable they are, because they tell people that contraceptive should be something that stops conception, stops fertilization. And what now sells as contraception are things that cause spontaneous abortions, where this new human organism, this little male or female baby, boy or girl, is killed without the need for a surgical abortion. So they call that a contraception when really it's an abortifacient. But at any rate, human procreation occurs at conception. And the only thing we have to provide for the little one is warmth. Well, is warmth, protection, and nourishment. That's it. Nobody needs to implant a soul. You don't have to go down. It's not part of your HMO plan for maternity care is the ensoulment process. We don't have to do that. There's no science on ensoulment. No politician can identify any moment after fertilization as ensoulment with any objectivity. There's no such thing. A baby inherits who that baby is, body, soul, and spirit, from the mother and father at conception, at the moment of fertilization. And so the liberals point to spontaneous abortions natural when a woman has a miscarriage. And they say, you know, a lot of these babies, they just die automatically. They just die. They don't get implanted, or there's a miscarriage and something's wrong and the baby dies. So they say, see, God doesn't care. Well, God, the Bible says after sin, disease and death came into the world, and there is natural death. And people die of all kinds of natural causes because we're breaking down. But God doesn't say, therefore, you can kill people. Because there's disease, you could kill Democrats. The Bible doesn't say that. So because some children die, there are miscarriages, spontaneous natural abortions, that doesn't mean it's open house, open season, that you could kill unborn children at will with impunity, because God will hold it against you. So the Bible prohibits depriving an accused person of life without due process of conviction for a capital crime. And even America's Constitution secures liberty for ourselves and our posterity. And of course, posterity includes our fertilized offspring. That's part of your posterity. You might kill your posterity, but it's still your posterity. Scientists can grow tissue and look for cures with adult stem cells and with stem cells from baby teeth and with umbilical cords which yielded unlimited supply of stem cells for research and medical treatment. There are a lot of umbilical cords discarded, right? In fact, you could go on the web to cordblood.com. When you give birth now, the hospital will ask you if you want to pay to store the umbilical cord in case your child needs future stem cell therapy. And I had the idea of starting a business. In fact, I registered a couple domain names, toothfairy.org, toothfairy.net. I actually want to get toothfairy.com so that when a child's tooth falls out, there's that tooth. We have so that when your child's tooth is getting ready to fall out, it's loose, you go to toothfairy.com. Now, we haven't done it yet. We just got the couple websites. And you go there and you sign up and you pay a fee and you get FedEx to you a package with that you put the tooth in and you email it and it's preserved, cryogenically preserved for your child when he's older if he needs stem cell research. But that might not even be necessary if they could get it from fat. Right? But scientists could do this. Oh, by the way, our son Zachary, his first tooth fell out some months ago. And we put it in a little specimen jar. We filled the specimen jar halfway with milk, froze it. And then when his tooth fell out, we put it in the middle of the frozen milk in the specimen jar and filled the rest to the top, a little jar, with milk. And sealed it and wrote on it what it was, and dated it, and it's now in our freezer in the garage. Hey, I never really thought about that. I guess the media could take that and say that Denver Bible Church pastor Bob Enyart has frozen body parts in the freezer in his garage. Boy, that could see how the liberals could twist a story. Ah, we're ahead of them. You do it first, and then they have nowhere to go. Okay, so anyway, scientists can grow tissues from umbilical cord stem cells. We have an unlimited supply of these things for research and treatment. But trafficking in human beings is wrong. The intentional harvesting of living embryos is wrong. And those who know right from wrong must oppose embryonic stem cell research as well as abortion and human cloning. All right, so that's the position that the conservative media should take on embryonic stem cell research. You think you'll hear that soon from Bill O'Reilly? Forget it. Our O'Reilly file is full. You're not going to hear it from him. You think you'll hear it from Sean Hannity? I doubt it. George W. Bush? Rush Limbaugh? How about the Christian media? Let's hear it from the Christian media. Maybe now that this woman was healed from umbilical cord blood, maybe they'll get a renewed interest in saying, hey, stop the embryonic stem cell research. California, Arnold out there, the guy who put the Y in California, he just fought for that multi-billion dollar spending package for them to harvest living embryonic embryos. How's that? That's Arnold, the Republican governor. California. Hey, we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school. You know about it? Their phone number is 303-431-5653. Over 100 on staff. Christ Center. Check it out. 431-5653.